I love the thought that there's no such thing as failure. That's probably the most important lesson I've ever learned. Repeat after me. I love the thought that there's no such thing as failure. That's probably the most important lesson I've ever learned. I love the thought that failure really is an attitude. It's not an outcome. Repeat after me. I love the thought that failure really is an attitude. It's not an outcome. I love the thought that sometimes the greatest risk of all is not taking a risk, especially when it comes to doing something that might change my life and do something really astonishing. Repeat after me. I love the thought that sometimes the greatest risk of all is not taking a risk, especially when it comes to doing something that might change my life and do something really astonishing. I love the thought that I avoid at all costs doing things or not doing things that I will regret forever. Repeat after me. I love the thought that I avoid at all costs doing things or not doing things that I will regret forever. I love the thought that the time for action, the time to do something astonishing, is always in the present moment. Repeat after me. I love the thought that the time for action, the time to do something astonishing, is always in the present moment. I love the thought that my personal development is putting myself in a position where life demands the very best authentic version of me. Repeat after me. I love the thought that my personal development is putting myself in a position where life demands the very best authentic version of me. I love the thought that using each moment of every day to strip away the facade that I've been given. Repeat after me. I love the thought of using each moment of every day to strip away the facade that I've been given. I love the thought that what I see as my primary purpose for living is to reflect my ability to look at deeper truth, then step into relationship with myself and others in my most authentic, real way. Repeat after me. I love the thought that what I see as my primary purpose for living is to reflect my ability to look at deeper truth, then step into relationship with myself and others in my most authentic, real way. I love the thought that my personal development is when I consciously choose to be authentic, consciously choose to be authentic, really, really, really want to be seen. It takes courage. It takes desire. It takes focus to be authentic. Repeat after me. I love the thought that my personal development is when I consciously choose to be authentic. Consciously choose to be authentic. Really, really, really want to be seen. It takes courage. It takes drive. It takes focus to be authentic. I love the thought that personal development has been my path to finding who I want to be. Repeat after me. I love the thought that personal development has been my path to finding who I want to be. I love the thought that I pick experiences that reveal a more astonishing me, a part of me that requires a new set of beliefs that are truly my beliefs, habits that really represent who I want to be. Repeat after me. I love the thought that I pick experiences that reveal a more astonishing me, a part of me that requires a new set of beliefs that are truly my beliefs, habits that really represent who I want to be. I love the thought that the better I feel about myself, the more visible I want to be. And the more visible I am, the faster my business grows. Repeat after me. I love the thought that the better I feel about myself, the more visible I want to be. And the more visible I am, the faster my business grows. I love the thought that when I say I want to change, what I'm really talking about are my habits. Repeat after me. I love the thought that when I say I want to change, what I'm really talking about are my habits. I love the thought that my most important personal growth occurs outside my safe comfort zone. I grow personally when I step up and I take intelligent, healthy risks. Repeat after me. I love the thought that my most important personal growth occurs outside my safe comfort zone. I grow personally when I step up and I take intelligent, healthy risks. I love the thought that authentic power is something that no one can give me. No one can make it happen for me. I must do the work and bring it out of me. Repeat after me. I love the thought that authentic power is something that no one can give me. No one can make it happen for me. I must do the work to bring it out of me. I love the thought that when I focus on what's not working in my life, I feel more discouraged. When I focus on what's working in my life, I feel encouraged. Repeat after me. I love the thought that when I focus on what's not working in my life, I feel more discouraged. When I focus on what's working in my life, I feel encouraged. I love the thought that fear and insecurity are my teachers. They are like workshop leaders. Most recently, fear and insecurity are teaching me how to surrender and let go. Repeat after me. I love the thought that fear and insecurity are my teachers. They're like workshop leaders. Most recently, fear and insecurity are teaching me how to surrender and let go.